Good evening. My name's Garland Nixon. It is a very interesting day, November 22nd, 2013. Friday, November 22nd, 2013, which is a significant day. But before we get to the conspiracy theories and all of the interesting things that we have to talk about, speaking of conspiracy theories, we have probably the perpetrator of many amongst us, and that would be one.
Mark Levine.
Yes, there we go. He's up to no good, no doubt.
Oh, no doubt.
But so, November 22nd.
50 years ago.
Yeah, 1963. What's interesting, President Kennedy was killed. But first, you listen to WPFW 89.3 FM here in Washington, D.C. The show is called News Views on every Friday from 6 to 7 p.m. Listen in. It's also WPFW.org online. If you're way out in the hinterlands, if you're somewhere, you might be, say, on the space station.
There you go.
There you go.
And I keep archives of all our shows dating way, way back. Just go to marklevinetalk.com, search for any topic you like in the archives, yep. And I'm sure we've talked about it.
Doesn't matter where you are. If you're not in Maryland, this is a 50,000-watt station. You can get us along way far away. But if you're not in the area, let's say you may be in Antarctica.
California.
Antarctica.
Oh, Antarctica.
One of those.
Your internet connection might not work very well.
One of those ice stations, you know, where they have like a scientific ice station and like some alien monster they find in the ice.
Don't penguins like take your computer or
you
something?
You don't have to worry about that. They always in those movies. They always find some alien monster in the ice that was there for 20,000 years.
I'd be worried about the penguins.
And then
down
it can
in
turn
Antarctica.
Into each other. They don't know who's the monster. I love that stuff. Anyway, Mark.
They seem so cute in the cartoons, but you know, up close, I'm not so sure.
It could be the monster. It was the dog actually in the movie. The dog was the alien monster.
We're making Will laugh. That's
but at any rate, enough of alien monsters and dogs. The thing was a great movie.
Right.
Where were we? I digress. But how did we get the ice station zebra or whatever it is.
It's your mind, Garland.
Yeah, you're right.
It's floating away.
Oh, okay. What's interesting is this week, you know, the calendar grid's the same. Friday, you know, because often, you know, November the 22nd may be a different Friday,
right.
November 12:30 p.m. today.
Right. It just happens all the leap years kind of go in line there.
Exactly.
Because it's 7 ago. Times 7 is 49.
Oh, that's right. With the leap years.
So think about it. 7 times 7 is 49. There's been 7 leap years, so that it goes all the way around the calendar, and we're back to where we started.
Wow. So November 22nd, 1963, about 12:30 p.m., if I remember. It's something around
Friday
the plaza.
Friday in Dallas.
The President of the United States was riding in a limousine.
In an open-top car. Can you imagine that they did that?
Yeah.
Today, it's unthinkable.
Yeah. Yeah. And he was the first president that was assassinated under the protection of the Secret Service.
The last president assassinated before would have been William McKinley in 1901.
Yeah, so that was, and that meant within 200 years. 200 years, we had 4 presidents assassinated.
That's right. Lincoln, Garfield, McKinley, and Kennedy.
Yep. And who was it that died in a duel? Was it the vice president? Which one of them?
No, Aaron Burr was vice president under Thomas Jefferson, and he fought Alexander Hamilton in a duel.
Yeah.
And won the duel, shot Hamilton, and then was later convicted of treason. Not convicted, charged with treason.
Right.
That's so.
Yeah, so
I'm full of useless.
Yes. So at any rate, and the limo was flown in from D.C. that he was killed in. Did you know that?
You know, it's interesting. I've been watching. There's a wonderful CNN special that's really worth your time. They're playing it like every hour on the hour, all through the evening. They're 10 times all about it. They got Dan Rather reporting because, of course, he was around back then and was reporting on it back then. And one of the things I found interesting that I hadn't really thought about was that they said that for years afterwards, Dallas had a bad name. The whole city of Dallas. People were like, ooh, Dallas, that's a dangerous place. We're not going to Dallas because that's where they shot Kennedy. And, of course, there was one lone crazy. I don't believe. We're going to get to conspiracy theories. I believe it was Lee Harvey Oswald. I don't believe it was. I mean, it's kind of fun to
conspiracy.
Think about.
I think
do you really?
Yes, I do. I think there was
well, we're
going to
disagree again today.
There we go. But at any rate, yes.
Have you seen the CNN special, though?
No.
Because I think they debunk a lot of the theories.
Yeah, but the CIA, what about the CIA theory? The CIA
Why
was
would
involved?
The CIA kill JFK?
Well, there was a lot going on. But we're gonna get into
all right now.
And for all I know, Mark, you may have been involved.
I was, except I wasn't born then. So it's really hard to pin it on me.
That's exactly what a killer would say.
That's true.
That proves it that you're involved.
Good point.
Yeah.
I was born in Kenya, and I'm a Muslim.
That's a weak alibi. You have to do better than weren't born yet. Come on. I wasn't born yesterday, no pun intended.
There you go.
But at any rate,
Were you born? You weren't.
I was barely
You're
born.
A baby. You're too young to remember.
Yeah, no, I was.
The incident. This is why we need Terry DeKester.
Yeah, right.
You know, because he could tell us, you know, when he was 100 and this happened.
Right.
He'll remember it.
Yeah, but at any rate, we certainly want to find out from our callers what they. We got callers that think everything's a conspiracy theory.
That's true.
We got callers that actually will believe you were.
I'll tell you something. If anyone killed Kennedy, and I think it was Lee Harvey Oswald, so the rest is.
I'm not saying I think he killed him, but there's more to it.
Okay. All right. Well, if anyone put him up to it, the person that's most likely to do it, if I put on my sort of motive forensic hat, will be the person who had the most to gain, namely Lyndon B. Johnson.
Yeah,
he was the vice president. He and Kennedy did not get along. He was put on the ticket to get elected,
yeah.
but he did not get along with John F. Kennedy or Robert Kennedy, thrust into the presidency. I mean, if you want to play pure motive, he had the most to gain. And listen, this is the guy who won a senatorial election down in Texas back in the 50s. He was losing by a couple hundred votes, and lo and behold, they found a ballot box with mm-hmm. just enough votes to put him over the top, and the people in that precinct happened to sign in alphabetical order. Yep. So Johnson wasn't above a little bit of I don't know if he's up to killing the president, but
and you know Alan.
But again, I don't believe it.
You know,
either. I'm just playing.
You know, Alan Dulles, who was up to a lot, was former head of CIA. He was on the Warren Commission.
Why would Dulles kill Kennedy?
The CIA. Well, you know,
tell me
fact,
why.
I
give me a theory. Every conspiracy's got a theory.
I actually found a theory to read.
All right, let me hear your theory. We may ask Bill to jump in, too. Bill, you were around when it happened, weren't you?
Okay, here's we go. Here's a theory.
Yeah.
Supposedly, Kennedy was fed up with the shenanigans that the CIA was pulling. He found out that the CIA was trying to kill Castro, which is a fact.
That's true.
Which is a fact. So the argument is that the CIA felt Kennedy was going to disband them, and as a result of that, they were the ones that ordered the killing of Kennedy.
Okay, but why would
and
they be better
Alan
with Johnson?
Dulles was a member of the Warren Commission.
Here's the question. So why would, if that's the theory, yeah. why do they think that Johnson would be any more likely to be cool with CIA shenanigans than Kennedy?
I don't know. Don't ask me, Mark.
Well, it's
a
conspiracy theory. You got to tie all the threads together.
Here, but, I can't, you know. But you know,
maybe our listeners do.
You know, the thing about it is, though, too, the guy was in Mexico City trying to get to Cuba. You know, like a couple weeks before that. Come on, you people. Mark,
who, Lee Harvey Oswald?
Yeah. How many people just float around in Mexico City trying to get to Cuba?
The guy that kills the president.
Yeah, right. Yeah, but, precisely my point.
Right.
So there was something going on there. And wait a minute.
Yeah,
and,
there was something going on.
And,
Lee Harvey Oswald. Listen, Lee Harvey Oswald told his high school classmates,
mm-hmm.
and this was this poor. Let's just. I don't want to use. I was going to use a.
He was a poor person.
But he's someone who had no future. He had no real life, nothing special. There's nothing special about Lee Harvey Oswald. He told his classmates, he told his family that he wanted to be remembered, that he wanted his name to be a household name. He told him that long before he did that back in high school.
So,
and now we know his name, Lee Harvey Oswald. Sounds to me like this is a guy with, I don't know, what do you call it? Megalomania would be the wrong word, but a guy with a complex. He wanted to be remembered. He wanted to be remembered in history more than he cared about his own life because he came from nothing and was going to nothing. And I think he killed the president to get the publicity, which he got.
If you wanted to recruit someone to kill the president, that's the perfect
guy. You
know,
you can do that with any conspiracy theory. You could throw anything.
And I well intend to.
You're making up these conspiracy theories, Garland, because you were really involved. And, I mean, you can just say anything with
it. You got me. 202. But no, I'm trying to hide it now. So let me put out the number. Let my callers.
They're going to break it.
Call and
they're going to break it. They're going to have all kinds of ideas.
Yeah,
I'm ready.
I suspect you will be accused of being a part of the conspiracy.
Yeah, it's
because
really
just
hard because I wasn't born.
Let me tell you why. Because you don't believe in the conspiracy theory.
Generally. Well, I told you, if it's anyone, it's Johnson.
Generally.
But I don't think it's anyone.
If you don't believe in a conspiracy theory, that's
you're
usually
part of the
evidence
conspiracy.
So they got the.
Well,
YouTube,
hold on. Let me get my tinfoil hat, yeah. And I'm going to put it on.
Well, I got to wear the tinfoil hat because I believe in a conspiracy theory here.
I'm ready to go.
There was some tomfoolery going on.
Did we give out the number?
202-588-0893. 202-588-0893. We're talking JFK today. I mean, we have a lot
we
of.
We have to. It's
we have some serious subjects. But
we do. We talk about the filibuster.
This is a serious subject.
It is, and it's the anniversary. It's the 50th.
But there are people who have an opinion about it. Some who of our listeners will remember when it happened. So if you want to talk about what you think about the killing of Kennedy, particularly if you know, if you've got some info, who knows? We may have someone calling today, Mark, who was a part, who knows too much.
Oh, my God. But I'll tell you this. If you just want to call in, not if you want to give a conspiracy theory, fine, hand it to us. God will have a field day with it. If you just want to call in and say where you were and what you remember 50 years ago, you don't have to have a conspiracy theory. We like those calls.
If you have a comment on it, on the issue.
What it makes you think about.
Okay. 202-588-0893. And who do we start with?
Tesfa.
Tesfa.
My good friend Tesfa. How are you, sir?
Welcome to WPFW.
Thanks. How are you?
Wonderful.
We're good.
Thank you. Any society, any system that doesn't do reforms from inside will die. And conspiracy theories and conspiracy kills a system. That's why it's so bad. It disappoints young people who look forward to get their country somewhere, and it tells them, conspiracy theories tells them, it is impossible. Currently, there is a conspiracy, a real conspiracy going on. That is, conspiracies usually go with corrupting individuals, rich, poor, intelligent intellectuals. It corrupts. Conspiracies corrupt.
I think it's conspiracy, Tesla, but where are you going? What is the corruption conspiracy that you're thinking about?
I'm thinking about the Saudi royal family.
Ah.
You see, the Saudi royal family is corrupting the American system.
We need to make a list, Garland. We got CIA and Saudi royal family. I want you to make a list of all the conspirators so we can announce them at the end. Can you do that, Garland? Write it down on your computer. We got. So Tesfa says Saudi royal family. And why is it the Saudi royal family? Why did they kill Kennedy?
It's not Kennedy.
Oh.
It's going on currently.
Oh, no. We're talking about Kennedy.
They come too.
Oh, well, but yeah, we don't want to get our listeners to be taken.
We got enough conspiracies today.
Yes.
The conspiracy we're looking for is who killed John F. Kennedy.
And so we've
named already CIA, LBJ, and Saudi royal family.
And if somebody just wants to comment on whether or not they think it was a conspiracy theory, anything related
It's fun to speculate. I don't think it was.
So Mark doesn't think it was. Garland doesn't. And we're going to next go to Andrew, and Andrew's going to tell us what he thinks. Andrew, welcome to WPFW.
Hi, Andrew. You're on the air, Andrew.
Andrew's there now. Andrew, welcome to WPFW.
Hey, thanks for putting me on.
Wonderful. Sure. What's the story, Andrew? Fill us in.
What's your thoughts on JFK's assassination?
Well, first of all, I tend to agree that anytime something like the Warren Commission report is pulled apart by even mediocre investigators, you've got to ask yourself, what was the Warren Report really intended to do? Inform, or was it intended to set up the official narrative or reinforce the official narrative? If you look at the players on the Warren Commission and their lives after they participated in the Warren Commission, it almost seems like a system of rewards doled out to people who were dutifully playing.
So what's your view? Who killed Kennedy?
Well, I think Kennedy basically looked at the military-industrial complex the way Eisenhower had before him, saw a real threat to the United States' future independence as a country, a sovereign nation, and began obstructing. At one point, Kennedy was so angry with the way Allen Dulles was running things.
John Foster
Dulles. He wanted to basically splinter the CIA, which was a quote he apparently made to friends of his. He wanted to basically dismantle the CIA, and the CIA and the people behind the CIA, very influential people in the financial system, et cetera.
So, Andrew, let me cut to the chase. Did someone in the CIA hire Lee Harvey Oswald to kill Kennedy?
Lee Harvey Oswald is a red herring. There's one man.
Oh, he didn't shoot him? You don't think he shot him?
Wait a second. There was a man who wrote a book called The Family of Secrets about the Bush family who locates George Herbert Walker Bush in deep cover with
the Bush family did it.
No, the Bush family were connected. They weren't involved directly, necessarily. It's hard to point the finger at the person who suggested that it ought to be done. But I would say the CIA and players at the level of the Bush family, et cetera, oil men, big financiers, et cetera, military-industrial complex players, were all concerned that John Kennedy was going to change the trajectory of the U.S. empire, or at least the people who had pretensions to empire, and they had to push him out of the way. And I think the CIA was instrumental in that process. Not the CIA that we all see in the news,
right?
But the CIA that runs black ops programs, that has secret
overthrows countries, things like that,
renditions people. The Mr. Hyde CIA, not the Dr. Jekyll CIA.
Well, thanks a lot. Hey, I'm with you, Andrew. Andrew and I are of like mind, Mark.
And
what do you?
One other thing the author said was, when he did his investigations, he said there were at least four Lee Harvey Oswalds in Dallas the day of the assassination. There was one arrested in front of a movie theater, another arrested behind the same theater. A guy running the candy counter there was a witness, testified to both of those situations. There was the moment that Officer Tippit was being killed, supposedly by Lee Harvey Oswald, that Oswald in the theaters was being arrested twice.
Well, I hate to slow you up, but you've been on a while. But thanks, I appreciate it. I was with you until we got the four Lee Harvey Oswalds, and I think we kind of drifted in the wrong direction there. But I'll just say
I don't buy a bit of it, but it's always fun to hear it.
I think it may be the CIA part. I'm with it. And who's next? Sherry. And once again, 202-588-0893. WPFW, we're talking about the Kennedy assassination, either what you think about the conspiracy theory or whatever you want to say about
it. Well, where you were, if you were alive then and you've got a story to tell. Hi, Sherry, how are you?
Sherry, welcome to WPFW.
I'm fine. I have watched recently The Smoking Gun, and my theory is not of a conspiracy, but a conspiracy to cover it up. I think it was George Hickey Jr., mm-hmm. who was a Secret Service agent who had 28 days on the job. They show one shot with him standing up with an assault weapon. And I think he accidentally shot the president.
What was his last name? George who, Jr.?
Hickey. H-I-C-K-E-Y.
Okay.
George Hickey, Jr. There's a special called The Smoking Gun.
Uh-huh.
Two guys did all this investigation about the ballistics and everything. Harvey Oswald did shoot him, but he did not fire the killing shot.
So you think Hickey
accidentally shot
the president after Oswald shot him?
Right.
But he was shot in the head. You think Hickey shot him in the head?
Hickey did the head shot. Oswald went through his neck, and then Hickey's into Connolly and into Connolly's
leg. I hadn't heard that one. So do you think Hickey...
Well, there's a special called the smoking gun.
Now, was he like a Secret Service guy?
He was a Secret Service agent with 28 days on the job. Huh. He had been working in the garage.
Mm-hmm.
Hadn't heard that
they
theory.
They pulled so many people in. He was in the following car, the car right behind the president. After he heard the first shot, he stood up, he reached down and got the assault weapon. All of this is said by witnesses. And when he turned to fire back at the Texas bookstore place, the limo lurched, and they say that he accidentally shot
it. Was any of this in the Zapruder film, or is she not in the film?
He's in the Zapruder film, and there's also one still shot, just one still shot of him standing up with the weapon.
Okay.
Interesting.
Thanks a lot. There's an interesting
theory. Yeah, that's a new one. I hadn't heard that one before.
Secret Service agent accidentally shot.
But what she's saying is that Lee Harvey Oswald shot him, and then the agent, I guess, trying to jump up quick out and protect the president,
the gun went off.
And he was not new on the job, and he accidentally shot the president. That's a very interesting theory. I hadn't heard that before.
Who do we have next? Shantaya, WPFW.
It's Shantaya.
Shantaya. Oh, okay. Well, thanks for calling.
Oh, yeah. You're welcome. I had a comment more about something that was said earlier, not necessarily about the conspiracy theory, but, I do think that there may have been there is a conspiracy theory, and not necessarily that Lee Harvey Oswald shot the president. I think technically what the government tries to do is find a person immediately when something like this happens just to appease the public.
So what is your theory about what happened?
Okay. Well, I don't know.
Okay. That's fair. I mean, I don't know.
Let me give you my other comment.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know what your names are, but like one of
Mark and Garland.
Mark and what?
Garland. I'm Garland Nixon. He's Mark Levine.
I'm Mark Levine.
Okay. I don't know who said it. But,
okay. That's fair. What did we say?
He said, yes, you're right. I shot the president. I was born in Kenya, and I'm Muslim.
Oh, that was me.
That was Mark Levine.
And I was making fun, obviously, of the birthers who say ridiculous things about the president. Obviously, I don't believe them.
Okay. Well, anyway, I just thought, oh, my God, he's going to get himself in trouble.
No. I think everyone knew. People who listened to me long enough knew I was joking. I mean, we've attacked the birthers at length, and my point was they're so ridiculous. It's a crazy theory to say I was involved because I wasn't born yet, but it's a crazy theory to say that President Obama wasn't born in Hawaii. So my point was to say it's as ridiculous as to suggest that the president was born in Kenya. That's all I was trying to do. Maybe I wasn't being funny enough, but...
She's never listened to the show before.
I got the joke, but I was thinking of maybe possibly all the Muslims that listen to your show.
Yeah, no, I think they know that I'm joking. And it's, listen, I don't mean to insult Kenya either. I mean, the point is, the president wasn't born in Kenya and he's not Muslim. That doesn't mean that Kenya's bad or Muslims are bad. It just means the president isn't part of that.
And there's some ridiculous people out here who believe
the Tea Party.
Let me tell you, if you really want to see some stuff, go online and Google search for conspiracy theories about the president, and you'll see a list
Obama,
of all of them.
Oh, I'm sure there's 100.
It is unbelievable, some of these kooky conspiracy theories.
And that's, by the way, just to bring it to the present, the topic we're talking about, one of the reasons why I'm highly skeptical of Kennedy conspiracy theories is because I live in 2013, and I'm highly skeptical of Obama conspiracy theories.
Well, let me just.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay. And the 9/11 conspiracy theory?
I don't believe that at all.
Well, let me
personally.
Just,
okay.
But
you can disagree with me. You're free to. But I don't buy it. I believe on 9/11, terrorists hijacked 4 planes and flew them into buildings, and that's what happened. And I don't.
And there's no conspiracy about how the towers fell?
No, none.
No?
All my engineering friends tell me it makes perfect sense to them. I'm not an engineer.
Okay. And here's what I think.
That's my view. You don't have to agree with me.
I will say that I think that there's something rotten in Denmark. I don't believe, the government bombed the towers or anything. I think it's possible maybe some people knew more than they and maybe didn't act on it or something like that. But I don't get into the deep conspiracy stuff. But here's what I always throw in there. Just because you're paranoid doesn't mean that people aren't really out to get you.
Menachem Begin once said that.
You're right. So I don't know. I'm not going to, but I don't get deep into conspiracy.
Yeah,
this is one where I think that something is rotten in Denmark or in Dallas on the 22nd of November.
Most of the conspiracies I believe in have proved to be true. So, did the government spy on hundreds of millions of us? That was considered a conspiracy theory. Well, that has been proven to be true.
Right.
Did they do horrible things? Yeah, that's been proven to be true. But most of these theories have not been proven to be true.
Well,
and
my callers tend to disagree with
fine,
you on the JFK incident.
Call me from – I'm not from Missouri, but if I were, show me. You got to lay out the proof to convince me.
Sorry, you weren't born yet.
I wasn't
born
yet. I wasn't born yesterday.
Yeah, which once again is not a good alibi around these parts.
All right.
Doug.
Hey, Doug.
Hi, Mark, did you know that the government itself, the American government in the 1970s, thought that there was a conspiracy involving another gunman, perhaps somebody on the grassy knoll? The House Select Committee on Assassinations concluded at the end of its run that probably there was another gunman. I can't go into the details of it, but I will say I just got through reading a book called 6 Seconds in Dallas, which is actually no longer in print. And the person who wrote this book, I mean, he's no ninny. This guy was Yale and Oxford educated. He was a college professor at Haverford College in the Department of Philosophy. And his name is Josiah Thompson. And his book does not cover the who or the why. It just covers the how. And he pretty much concludes that probably there was a second gunman.
Does he conclude it based on the forensic evidence of where the bullets hit the president? He's saying
Not only that, Mark. He does it also on the basis of testified accounts on the part of not only Nellie Connolly, but John Connolly himself, who both believed that shots came from the front and to the right of them that struck him. Before they struck, or after they struck.
He was the governor of Texas, right?
Yeah.
He got shot multiple times.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, later ran for president. Doug, what do you think, why do you think the Warren Commission, in your view, got it wrong, based on the theory that you believe?
Well, I think one of the reasons they got it wrong is there's another book title called Rush to Judgment. And I think there was this great big rush to judgment to get the person so that the American public could say, the FBI and the CIA, they always get their men. They're too powerful.
Yeah.
You don't mess with them. And they needed to quell, like one of your previous callers just said, we needed to calm the public and let them know that if somebody took out our 35th president, by golly, we're going to get him. and there was just too much of a rush to judgment. There were people who were not even allowed to testify on the Warren Commission. Oliver Nix, if you guys heard of Oliver Nix, he was the other Abraham Zapruder. He was filming on the other side of the street that Abraham Zapruder was filming on.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So he testified to the Warren Commission that he heard shots from his left. But they kept saying, no, you heard shots from your right.
And it's also possible of ricochets and echoes. But let me ask you one more question, Doug. I just want to does Jack Ruby play a role in your conspiracy? Was he trying to kill the killer? Was he a CIA guy?
He was mafia.
Well, my understanding is that didn't he, as a younger man, work for Richard Nixon? I mean, he wasn't completely out of the government picture. Didn't he work for Richard Nixon at one time? I thought I heard that somewhere once.
I honestly don't know. By the way, let me just admit, I'm pretty much an expert on today's politics. I can tell you anything about the filibuster. I am not at all an expert on the Kennedy assassination. So I even though I don't believe in the conspiracy, that doesn't mean I don't have an open mind to be persuaded. I just want to put that out there because I know what I know and I know what I don't know, and this isn't a subject that I've studied at length. I did see the CNN documentary, which I thought was pretty persuasive, but I still have an open mind on it. I just I think that when you have any unusual explanation, it's called Occam's razor, that the simplest explanation is usually the correct one. And so even though I don't believe it, I am willing to listen.
Based on the forensic evidence, I mean, the simplest explanation, at least according to Josiah Thompson, 6 Seconds in Dallas, the simplest explanation, when you take a look at the wounds, not only on Connolly, but on the Pristine bullet, you take a look at the wounds on Kennedy, his back and to the left, the spray of the blood and brain matter that hit Officer Bobby Hargis, it hit him so hard. He was sitting to the left of Kennedy on his motorcycle. It hit him so hard that he thought he'd been shot. I mean, that is consistent with the bullet coming from the right front of John F. Kennedy, not from the rear.
Okay, well, we clearly have a lot of listeners that have done a lot more research than you or I have, Garland. Thank you, Doug. Thank you for that very interesting theory. I appreciate that.
Okay, you're welcome.
Yeah, so Jack Ruby was a nightclub owner in Dallas.
Right.
Did he have a connection to Nixon? He had some mafia ties.
Did he have a connection to Nixon?
I don't know. I haven't looked that up. But to me, now that's something that throws out there, and I don't have a lot of evidence or anything else, but to me, the fact that this guy kills the president and a couple days later – a mafia guy rubs him out. I mean,
that's one of the reasons why the conspiracy theory started. Let's face it, that's one of the reasons why people started having the conspiracy theories. After Jack Ruby shot Lee Harvey Oswald, everyone was like, well, isn't that convenient? But, you know, they certainly surprised the people around Oswald. No, you could see from those photos, no one expected that gunshot.
I mean, if I was to say here that Mark Levine is a jerk, and then they were to find me like laying out on L Street,
and they would, flagged
by a car,
and
a strange little bump on the front of your grill with a part of a green jacket on it.
I'm telling you now, don't say it.
That would be prima facie evidence that Mark was up to no good. I mean, you would have to ask the question. Was Mark involved?
It's a fair question to ask.
Yes.
Again, I just haven't heard any conspiracy theory that I find particularly persuasive.
I don't have the...
But I'm listening.
Okay, so, Bill, welcome to WPFW.
Hey, John.
And we only got a minute or so. We're going to go to break, but go forth, Bill.
All right. Here's the deal. Walter Fort, I don't have the smoking gun, but I do have the wobbling light from the distant star.
Okay. The wobbling light from the distant star.
Metaphor.
I got to write that down.
That's how they know there's a planet around a distant star is how the light wobbles.
Right.
That's true.
No less a person than Walter Fauntroy on the airwaves of WPFW.
Ooh.
Reminiscing with another former Martin Luther King lieutenant. The two of them were in the White House with a back channel message from Dr. King to President Lyndon Johnson. They were in the anteroom to the working office of the president. When the door was left ajar, and I heard Fauntroy say to the other lieutenant, and I wish I could, I think it was Dr. Lowry, but I'm not sure, but he said to the other one, and don't you remember that we saw Johnson poking Earl Warren, this is during the Warren Commission, in the chest, and he said the words, you can't put that in your report, the American people won't stand for it.
You know what? Let's take a break. I want to hear more about this. But no, let's keep this call on the line.
Oh, yeah. Hold on.
There was some monkey business. The rest of us in the public may never find out
Bill,
what it
stick
is.
Around. Stick around because I want to explore this theory with you. We just got to take a quick break. But stay on the line with us, Bill, and we'll get back to you.
WPFW 89.3 FM here in Washington, D.C. We'll be back in one moment. Welcome back to WPFW 89.3 FM here in Washington, D.C. My name's Garland Nix, and I'm here with
Mark Levine.
You're listening to the show is News Views on every Friday from 6 to 7 p.m.
6 to 7 on Fridays. Today's the 50th anniversary of the assassination of John F. Kennedy, and our listeners are full of very interesting theories. And Bill, is Bill still on the line with
Bill.
Us?
Yes.
Bill was telling us before break, let me just wrap up. Correct me if I got it wrong here. You were saying that Walter Fauntroy overheard Lyndon Johnson tell Earl Warren of the Warren Report, you can't put that in your report. That's what you're saying?
The full quote, he said, and he said it on the airway between 12 and 1 p.m. I wish I could remember.
Was it today?
On WPFW?
No.
50
no,
years
no.
ago?
Did we exist
50 years ago?
Was WPFW? This was in the neighborhood of 20 years ago. You remember he had a show on WPFW, and he said, and he was reminiscing, as I said, with one of the other ministers. I believe it was. I want to think it was Dr. Lowry.
Well, let me ask you.
Said the words
right.
while poking Earl Warren in
right.
the chest. He's. They both said that. LBJ said exactly the words.
Okay,
you can't put that in your report.
Great.
The American people won't stand.
Got it. Now let me ask you a question, because mm-hmm. we got to get ready to go. We got a bunch of people
right,
on the line
right.
that want to go. But what do you think that means?
I don't know. I think there's all it means.
Johnson's hiding something.
Something is rotten.
There's something's rotten. I'm with you.
And,
well, thanks a lot, Bill.
And Johnson's hiding it.
We got a bunch of lines. We got a bunch of lines.
LBJ was a squirrely guy.
Something's rotten in Denmark. Who do we got now?
He was very effective as a president because he was tough.
Jeff, welcome to WPFW.
Hi, Jeff.
Did we lose
Jeff?
Hey, Jeff, welcome to WPFW.
What's your theory and or reminiscence of the assassination?
Oh, hey, guys.
Hey there.
You may have heard Amy Goodman recently, it was either end of last week or even earlier this week, interviewing Tom Hartman, one of my favorite radio hosts. He's actually quite knowledgeable. He and somebody else investigated the assassination, and some of your listeners may have heard the interview. He and his colleague made a pretty strong case for it having been mob directed, that it had everything to do with all the casino money happening in Cuba, and then with the Cuban the Castro, I guess, the revolution.
So they killed John F. See, here's what I don't understand. It was Robert Kennedy, then Attorney General Robert Kennedy, who was known as the guy that was going after the mob and going after them pretty strong. Why would they kill the president rather than the brother of the attorney general who was really the guy who was going after the mob? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I tell you, I've thought about, like, getting the book. I understand there's a new movie coming out based on their book. And their theory, actually, that they feel they've done a good job of proving is very similar, I guess, to what Oliver Stone used in his film. But this is going to be a new, different film, and it has everything to do with what went down with the mob in Cuba. But I, to be honest, I haven't gotten their book. It goes back several years. I haven't read the book.
Okay, thank you very much. You know, Mark, I'm going to read something from Wikipedia, to kind of inflame things a little bit here.
Go right ahead. Inflame
about Jack Ruby. After his arrest, Ruby asked Dallas attorney Tom Howard to represent him. Howard accepted and asked Ruby if he could think of anything that might damage his defense. Ruby responded that there would be a problem if a man by the name of Davis should come up. Ruby told his attorney that he had been involved with Davis, who was a gun runner entangled in the anti-Castro efforts. Davis was identified years later after research by journalist Seth Cantor as being Thomas Eli Davis III, a CIA-connected soldier of fortune. That, Mark, sounds suspicious, and that's evident. I'm telling you, something's right with Denmark.
But it's also possible that Ruby had mafia ties, had CIA ties, had Cuba ties, but not necessarily Oswald.
Yeah, these things are – so these are just happenstances,
I don't know.
Mark.
I don't know.
I'm telling you.
I don't know, but
– this situation's crooked in a barrel of fish hooks.
A lot of people have looked into this, and they know a lot more than we do.
Well,
I just don't think there's any
smoking gun. Speaking of
people
that knew a lot more than we do, Steve, welcome to WPFW.
Hey, Steve.
Hi, how are you?
Wonderful.
Can you hear me okay?
Wonderful.
Okay, great. I wanted to raise the issue of the House Select Committee on Assassination.
Okay.
Because that's really been totally invisible in the reporting for the last few days. And they concluded that there probably was a conspiracy. And I'm very fascinated by the fact that nobody seems to want to talk about that committee's findings. But there's a couple other things I'd like.
One thing that's interesting about the committee finding, and it was in the 70s, is they've sealed it. They did find a conspiracy. They said it wasn't the Soviet Union, it wasn't Castro, and it wasn't the mafia, though I don't know who's left to have the conspiracy.
Right, the CIA.
CIA. But they sealed it for 50 years.
The CIA.
Right. They sealed it for 50 years. So in 15 years or so, we're going to be able to read that report. But go ahead.
Well, okay. The other thing is there's a book by a guy named Gayton Fonzi, who was on the committee, investigative staff, who talked about all the controversy that went on within the committee and how difficult it was for them to get to pursue the conspiracy because there were a lot of people that didn't really want to find the conspiracy. But here's a couple things that I'd like to mention. Oswald cast out a flyer. And it had an address on it, 544 Camp Street.
Mm-hmm.
That flyer, that address was the home of one of the most militant anti-Castro groups in the United States. And that flyer was, kind of disappeared. I mean, although they admitted that it existed, but nobody could ever explain why that address was on that flyer. And in terms of the CIA, I mean, there's been a lot of evidence that the CIA had hidden a lot of information. In fact, this guy, Gayton Fonzi, who was on the assassination committee, says they couldn't get the CIA to answer a lot of their questions because the CIA kept claiming they either didn't have the information or they didn't, know what was going on. The third thing is there were photographs of somebody that was identified as Oswald going into the Russian embassy and the Cuban embassies in Mexico City. This was supposedly linking Oswald to Russia and Cuba.
Mm-hmm.
Except the problem was the picture they released wasn't Oswald. Then they said, well, we don't know who this person was. And we don't know where the photographs went. We weren't photographing all the time. But, of course, they were photographing all the time. They were photographing these embassies 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And they were saying that they didn't have any evidence that this that they didn't have a picture of Oswald going in.
Well, thank you very much. I hate to cut you off, but we got a lot of people on the lines that want to get on too. We do have one or two open, 202-588-0893. Let me just say this, Mark.
Yeah.
The United States House of Representatives Select Committee on Assassinations,
right,
in 1978 issued its report and concluded that Kennedy was very likely assassinated as a result of a conspiracy. So they kind of feel he was.
They also concluded there's a likelihood that Martin Luther King was.
There's no doubt in my mind there. I believe it also.
But they said it wasn't the U.S. government. It's between James Earl Ray and his
brothers. And did you know that the church committee hearings later, which followed up, they had the Hart Schweiker and the church committee hearings revealed CIA ties to other assassinations and assassinations. I'm telling you, Mark. You know what I think? And I'm going to talk to in case you're wondering who I'm talking to, we've got Bill Witherspoon. Bill Witherspoon is over there running the board.
Doing a great job.
He's making things happen here. He's keeping our show on.
He's laughing at our jokes, so we really appreciate that.
And he's helping me keep an eye on Mark, who I'm starting to
suspect me, even though I wasn't born then.
A little suspect here. And I suspect that if we look at those pictures from the Russian embassy or wherever, Bill, I'm thinking we might see Mark. I'm just saying. That's all. I mean, it wasn't
Oswald. I'm really 85 years old.
It wasn't Oswald. It had to be somebody, Mark. It could very well have been. And who's next? Luke, welcome to WPFW.
Luke. Hi, Luke.
Hey, how are you doing?
Wonderful.
We're good. What's your theory?
We caught the tail end of this. My theory is just incompetence between the analysts in the intelligence community. I mean, they knew Lee Harvey Oswald in Mexico. I think he had made the statement that he was going to plan to kill the president.
He did.
Yeah.
See, I have no doubt. And most of the conspiracy theories that I've heard, I haven't heard many people doubt that Lee Harvey Oswald shot the president. The theories tend to be who put him up to it or whether there was a second gunman. But I don't believe anyone has said yet, and call in if you disagree, that Lee Harvey Oswald did not shoot the president.
Yeah, we had a caller earlier that said said it was a Secret Service agent that actually
shot. But even she said that Oswald shot the president in the neck and a Secret Service agent shot the president in the head.
Okay.
So every theory I've heard says Oswald shot the president, but also suggests either another gunman or that somebody put Oswald up to it, like the CIA or
all right, Luke
Castro.
Well, I just was just going to say, I mean, it's just like I just heard with 9/11. I think when you have these incompetence and people want something dramatic, but if you look like, you know, I think you were saying before with the Able Danger program before 9/11, those names popped up. And people knew, but they just didn't, you know, the intelligence agencies didn't, you know, cross-communicate with each other. And when you don't do that, you know, things like this happen.
Well, clearly there was a failure to protect the president. I mean, that goes without saying. That's easy with hindsight. The question is whether the official agencies were involved or not. And, you know, I will be very interested to read, and I plan to be alive then. It's only in about 15 years, the House committee report. And it's very interesting that they kept that it secret for 50 years. I think that's fascinating.
Yeah. And next we have Charles. Charles, welcome to WPFW.
Yeah, Brad Moments, gentlemen. How's everyone?
Hi, Charles.
Wonderful.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, two things on this whole thing. It's interesting that I happen to be watching The Godfather 3.
Okay.
And there were some quotes from Joe Bonanno's memoirs about who killed Kennedy. And what he was saying was that Jim Connor's men were supposedly some of the trigger men. Now, all the other co-conspirators, you know, this was not brought out.
Whose men? John Connolly, the Texas governor?
Jim Connor.
Jim Connor, yeah.
New York Don.
Yep.
Oh, all right. I don't know my mafia Don, sorry.
Yes.
Go ahead.
And because of the fact, you know, that, you know, the New York mob and the folks in the Boston mob were, you know, friends of the Kennedys and helped them get elected, they wanted, Cuba to be persona non grata, you know, no touching, because that's where they laundered their money, did so many other things. But because Bobby, you know, investigated this.
Yeah, he was all after the mob, no question about it.
Yes.
Bobby, as attorney general, was probably the first attorney general that really went hard after the mafia.
Right. But I can't exactly why, like as you mentioned before, they didn't go after Bob.
I would think they'd go after him because he was really the mastermind
right.
of all the anti-mafia stuff.
Mm-hmm. But I think it was also, you know, the engagement with Marilyn, because she was mob property. And
Marilyn Monroe?
Yes. Hmm. And, yeah. The plot thickens, and, you know, the more...
So
the
your
more
view is it's the mafia, not the CIA, or some combination?
I think it was some kind of combination, but supposedly they were supposed to be the trigger man, Giancana's hit man.
Well, no, let's not forget that the mafia, the CIA certainly employed the mafia in dealing with the issue with Castro in Cuba, and allegedly they tried to utilize the mafia to rub out Castro. So, you know, there's a lot of fishy
stuff. And certainly,
going on.
You know, Bobby Kennedy didn't make Jimmy Hoffa. He was not a friend of Bobby Kennedy. He went
yeah,
after him in a big way.
The second point. The second
okay,
point,
real quick, because we got other callers.
I'm going to make this real quick. As a program that comes on Travel TV, Secrets of the Declassified, there was a lady who was in the depository at the time that Kennedy was supposed to be assassinated.
Mm-hmm.
And she was in the lunchroom, and her girlfriend was in there. And their girlfriend was on the stairway at the time, and she was in the lunchroom. Now, the time this supposed to be happening, the room that low target location was above them. Now, this woman was on the stairway, and she says nobody passed her at the time that this was supposed to be happening.
Well, thank you very much. Appreciate your call. Let me throw a couple things in here about that you may not know. There was a New Orleans district attorney by the name of Jim Garrison who began an investigation into the assassination. The end result of Garrison's investigation was the arrest and trial of New Orleans businessman Clay Shaw in 69. Shaw was acquitted an hour after the case went to jury. But here's the thing, and this is why Pacifica is so wonderful. I just lost it. U.S. talk radio host David Mendelson conducted a comprehensive interview with Jim Garrison, which was broadcast in 1988 on Pacifica radio station KPFA in Berkeley, California.
Okay.
Alongside Garrison, the voices of Lee Harvey Oswald, Oliver Stone. Garrison explains that cover stories were circulated in an attempt to blame the killing on the Cubans and the mafia, but he blames the conspiracy to kill the president firmly on the CIA.
You're sticking with your CIA story.
And Jim Garrison, who was the DA in New Orleans, who did an investigation immediately after and actually charged a man with conspiracy and took him to trial, said it was the CIA.
Guy was acquitted, Garland.
He was acquitted. That proves that he was guilty.
I don't think the CIA got involved with the jury box, but let's hear from our next caller and find out what they think.
Mary? Is it Mary? Barry. Barry.
Barry.
Well, maybe it's the president.
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay, Barry. We were hoping you were Barack
Obama.
He goes
by Barack now.
Yeah,
he changed his name. Barry. Hi, Barry. How are you, sir?
Pretty good.
You sure you're not the president changing your name?
No.
I mean, your voice or something? Okay,
he doesn't
sound
like the
president. Got those electronic.
Tell us your view on the assassination, Barry.
I want to speak about conspiracy theory.
Mm-hmm.
And all your listeners should Google Operation Northwood.
Is that a different conspiracy theory? Does that have to do with Kennedy, or is it something else?
No, this is back during that time. The military, the Pentagon, wanted to trump up an excuse to invade Cuba, and the plan was to replace a passenger plane with a drone, blow it up, and blame it on Cuba. This is documented. This was released. It's something that came out of the Pentagon.
Yeah, they were rejected by the Kennedy administration.
Right.
Yep.
If you look up Operation Northwood,
they already have.
It's the same scenario with 9/11. Now, there's one other thing that
I don't buy anything on 9/11.
You probably have not heard about.
Go ahead.
Building 7.
I've heard all about Building 7.
But we're not on Building
7. We've done whole shows on Building 7 today.
But let me just say this. Operation Northwards, for those who don't know, great, I'm glad you brought it up. It was a series of false flag proposals originated within the United States government in 62, but were rejected by the Kennedy administration. The proposals were for the CIA or other operatives to commit perceived acts of terrorism in U.S. cities and elsewhere. These acts of terrorism were to be blamed on Cuba in order to create public war for support for war against that nation, which had recently become a communist.
Basically, a false flag operation. It's kind of when the Maine blew up the USS Maine, and it was a boiler accident, but we blamed it on the Spanish and got the Spanish-American War, or the Gulf of Tonkin incident for
Vietnam. It included hijackings and bombings and phony evidence that would implement the Cuban government.
But Kennedy rejected
it. He rejected
the plot.
And you look what it got him.
I don't buy it.
The CIA was behind this war.
Because they wanted to do the Northwood operation. Johnson didn't buy it either.
About Cuba.
It's got nothing to do with Operation Northwood.
What do we have next?
Northwood.
Herb. Welcome to WPFW, Herb.
Yes, I was living on 176th Street down in Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, the guy who did the killing gets killed, and the guy who killed the killer, he dies. And
Jack Ruby.
You know, like, one never knows, do one. Hollywood is a mug.
I'm with you.
Well, of course no one ever knows. That's why we're speculating on the air.
Well, see, the last program should have told everybody everything. The last program before you guys came on went deep into what happened. It's Hollywood.
You say it's Hollywood, you mean because it's just so easy to speculate?
We don't know if anybody that got killed. All we know is that we're still asking the same questions. What happened?
Well, and we will probably be asking these questions for hundreds of years to come. But, you know, it's funny. No one questions that John Wilkes Booth shot Lincoln. Most
people don't know that was a conspiracy.
Well, it was from the South.
But how come there's always an actor that like Marilyn Monroe, Hollywood, John Wilkes, he was an actor.
Actors are dangerous. That is the conclusion. Don't trust actors.
No, I'm not saying that.
I know. I'm just playing with you.
No. What I'm saying is this. You know, when you're dealing with chameleons, you'll never know unless you use your common sense. The last guy that was on the last program tried to hit y'all. If you take time and marinate on some of the things he was saying, you get better answers.
Thank you very much, and we don't have much more time, but we're going to go to.
So my conclusion is: don't trust actors. John Wilkes Booth.
What's that?
Marilyn Monroe.
Lore 2. We got Lore 2 next to WPFW. Welcome to WPFW.
Hey there.
Hey, thanks a lot for taking my call, gentlemen. Great program as always.
Thank you.
Mark, I know you said you're not an expert in this.
I'm not, but I'm still a skeptic.
And you're open-minded, which is great. We all need to be open-minded to many things, many aspects in life. I've also seen a lot of documentaries and programs, and the one lady called about a half hour ago talked about the smoking gun. Open up a new theory to me, how the guy who was just working for the CIA or Secret Service.
Yeah, I never heard the Secret Service theory before. That was interesting to me. I'd never heard that theory.
Yeah, so that's the Moss who may have shot. It comes down to ballistics as well. That's the whole point of that one documentary, Smoking Gun. Now, my question to you, Mark, is that since you feel and think that Oswald, who didn't work for the U.S. government, I'm using air quotes here, worked alone, like probably a percentage of Americans think, you know, why did the two shots that he shot, I know one missed or ricocheted, the one that did hit, that went through a human body, went through part of the body, and hit another guy. The fatal shot that killed the president exploded.
It didn't explode. What I could see from the Zapruder film is that it hit him in the back of the head with such force that it caused, you know, brain
and I hate to cut
matter.
You, but we got one. Yeah. We're going to be able to do one more call. And we'll give you about a minute. Welcome to WPFW. Who do we have? Don. One last call. Don.
Real quick, Tom.
Yes. My thing is this. I've been listening to you guys banter back and forth, but, you know, when you ask the question, why John instead of Bobby, you have to look at the situation of who their daddy was. You're talking about Joe Kennedy.
Right.
A known bootlegger.
Right.
From what my understanding is that they kind of shook hands across the table. The Boston boys and the New York boys, they put their hands across the table and said, well, let's get the Kennedy in here. A lot of the actors in Hollywood and a lot of people campaigned for Kennedy to get him in there. And I think the reason why they took John is because of the fact that Bobby was basically a nobody other than Attorney General, and he was after them after they had put.
Yeah, true, but Bobby was really fierce against the mafia once he was Attorney General. But we, I think we're out of time, though. But thank you, everybody, for giving us your wonderful theories. We heard everything from the CIA to the mafia to, I think we heard the Southern Royal Family, yeah, and maybe even someone.
And you, Mark.
And me.
I suspect the CIA.
Garland blames me.
I've always suspected the CIA until tonight, and when it, my eyes certainly turned towards the.
I wrote down, we also got Bush family, military-industrial complex, LBJ, and my favorite theory, George Hickey Jr. of the Secret Service.
It was the CIA. Okay, you're listening to WPFW 89.3 FM here in Washington, D.C. The show is called News Views on every Friday from 6 to 7 p.m. Garland Nixon here, Mark Levine. Mark, if they want to get in touch with you.
Just go to marklevinetalk.com. You can follow me on Twitter at marklevinetalk and on facebook.com/marklevinetalk.
If you want to get in touch with me, at Garland Nixon on Twitter or Garland Nixon on Facebook or garlandin@gmail.com. We want to thank Bill Witherspoon. Does a fabulous job keeping the show going. Next, Robin and Carol on Robin's Place. Some really, really good music. You're going to enjoy that. So do not change your dial, and we will talk to you. We'll be. You going to be in town next Friday, Mark?
I will not be in town. I may appear by phone. We'll talk about
All right.
It.
Well, I'll be in town.
All right.
Okay. If the CIA doesn't grab me.
If they don't.
For talking too much.
That's true.
All right. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the just completed public affairs or news program. As a listener-sponsored community radio station, WPFW appreciates your feedback, whether favorable or otherwise. To provide your feedback, even if it is regarding one of our many music programs, simply email us at info@wpfw.org. That's info@wpfw.org. Thanks.
WPFW 89.3 FM, Washington.
Out of the tree of life, I just picked me a plum. You came along and everything